The discussion is about to commence with Mr. Fat, DJ Azul, and DJ Easy. And the name of the discussion is Language, the conveyor belt to many things. MCing, welcome back to the studio again for the third in the series.
Sounds like a soapy.
What?
For the third in the series.
But it is the third of the series. Is that, would you rather I didn't use language in that way to convey it?
No, it's actually cool because I'm gonna start the movie. Days of Our Wives. Nah, on a serious note, if there's a serious note. Are we starting?
Yeah.
Ready for war, son.
Cool. Okay. So, the topic, language conveyor belt to many things, MCing. Do you want to just sort of give a bit of a
root canal?
Yeah.
Theory. I think basically what strikes, well, let me turn this page over, man, it's confused because I'm seeing knowledge is power. I think end of the day we must try and figure out, is MCing just another way of being a boastful situation, or is the act of responsibility?
Okay.
Or is it trying to master something that the way you live? You
okay,
see,
cool.
Because when we use the word MCing, it becomes an act of word automatically.
Yeah.
You see, it's just not a walk in the park where you can say, listen what guys, I can MC. You see, because a lot of babies. At a young age, I always say when you're one years old or 7 months, parents got a tendency to say, when they see a dog, they say, look, there's a nice wow wow.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah.
And when the kid turns 5 or 6, when the kid still says wow wow, they tell the kid, it's a dog.
And then they
it's not wow wow, it's dog.
The kid knows.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see? So what I'm trying actually to bring forward is like, MCing is a growing situation.
Okay, cool.
It's not a flash in the pan situation.
Yeah.
You see, and I believe personally it's an act of responsibility, whether you like it or not. You see, because a lot of people, as I say, man, chew bubblegum consistently. And I'll keep on putting it on that. You see, without swallowing, whatever.
Okay.
You see,
cool.
because what we must remember, as MCs basically in the hip hop arena. We're living an act of responsibility where we're dealing with a lot of people, number one. You see, and if you're a person that's free will in your conversation as a human being, then I think that's the act what you must bring forward as an MC too.
Okay.
You mustn't really be scared to say what's on your mind. You see, like in the act of speaking, a lot of people will say, it's best to think before you ink.
Yeah.
You see, well, I call that scripture rhyming.
Okay.
You see, if you do it like that, you see, because then it becomes a planned situation. It's like when you and your girlfriend or your wife goes through some tougher times, and there's a situation where it's a quarrel situation, and you actually apart from each other, then you prepare what you're gonna lie or stretch the truth.
Okay.
You see, to me that's writing rhymes. You see.
Cool.
But now, when the two of us is in a hectic quarrel, we freestyle consistently.
Yeah.
There's consistent battle, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. You see, and I'm supposed to give the intro, now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so MCing is the act of responsibility.
Cool.
I'll try and bend the spoon later on, like right. The Matrix.
Cool, it's a bit like sort of media, with any media, like music being sort of media itself, that media should actually be responsible and not just abuse the media. It should actually inform and not just use it for like to exploit things and for whatever, like you, if you want to use it to sort of build yourself up and make yourself look big, then you know, then you're not doing it for the right thing. That's sort of
it's like the media, but then again we must remember the word medium is mediator.
Okay.
You see, which means there's a form of medium that carries the front and the back automatically. You see, because if you take water with sand and you throw it via a sieve, that's the medium. You see, which means the sand stays there, but the water goes through.
Okay.
You see, which means it can be tampered with.
Yeah.
You see, whereas as far as the MC is concerned, it's like I ask Easy or Azul, write my lyrics. I'm the medium automatically.
So
that does the lyrics.
It's a more personal responsibility.
It's a personal situation.
Okay, cool.
You see, because I can't say if I read this in a book without fact. I say, I believe that this guy said this because I saw it in chapter 1, page 4. And I, you're going to ask me, where do you get your fact from? The writer of that book says, which means I'm talking through my jawbones consistently. You see, I'm not coming up with a realness. Okay. You see, and that's the art of the so-called responsible MC, to put it like that.
Okay, cool.
You see, but if I'm in this thing, you see, just for the ride of it, I'm going to be the idiot in this whole thing.
Yeah.
Like that, that NWA thing that the little female on the other side mentioned. You
little.
See, yeah, because I'm taller than her, so she's little. You see, no disrespect. Whatchamacallit, about NWA them being studio gangsters and the real gangsters stepping to you.
Yeah.
That's the same thing that happens on the streets.
Okay.
You see, it's like me speaking the book of the 26, 27, 28 that happens in jail. But they don't even know how a so-called police station looks like.
Yeah.
You see, but when the real gangster, I'm like, I didn't mean it, but I heard you said Kuala and Chase. You see, that's the same thing.
Okay.
You see, it's jargon and verbal diarrhea end of the day. You see, it's like I don't know which MC said it, Azul most probably can help me. It's like a lot of people saying a lot, but they ain't saying nothing.
Okay.
What MC was that?
Yeah, I was gonna say a lot of MCs
said
that.
I know what
you're. It's the thing, like, I think a week ago, Fat, we saw a play, and I could probably quote and saying this dude was saying a lot of cats are saying a Porsche is a fast car, but
yeah,
the people that say it has never driven a Porsche, and it's exactly the same thing. And a lot of people are saying Puff the L, being a blunt,
yeah,
or whatever, and I'm picking up your Impala or whatever, and they don't even have money for taxi. Yeah, but I think, not too limited to box it and say, look, this is it. It's basically an opinion, I would say, that if you're a dude that's about biscuits and that's what you're rapping about, then that's cool. But
okay,
if you're a dude that's not living a life of whatever, then don't say it, man.
Yeah.
Basically, people are not just going to read books and people are not just going to watch TV. They're going to look at what you're doing.
And you
if what you're saying on stage is not really what, then basically you're wasting your time. It's, I mean, a better word would probably be an abomination. It's like when your life is not what you say in your rhyme.
Okay.
And I mean, I think
that's sort of like what you were saying last week when we closed with that whole thing. But should I actually play it? I've got the clip here from last week.
Yeah, whatever, it's cool.
Cool.
You the pimp.
This is from last week. If you missed this discussion, then you really missed out. But this is what Easy had to say last week about the pretty much what he was saying. Now this is in closing.
And for me, it's like, if you die, because that's what still Kobe talks about, if you die and you want people at your funeral to say that you was a good dude, you have to live like a good dude.
Yeah.
If you want no one to be at your funeral saying, but this dude owes me money, don't borrow. Don't, you know what I mean? Don't
yeah.
make loans from the bank. If you want no one to be at your funeral crying about this and that, then don't live like that.
Yeah.
But if you're going to live right, people are going to be there and say, you know what? This dude's not here, but it's going to be as if he is, because this is what he left behind. And like I said again, you only live once, there's no rehearsing.
Yeah, so pretty much
that's
it's the same as when you
only get one chance to do it right.
Cool. So, and Azul, you got something to
now we swing the turntables back.
Okay.
okay, cool. I think the intro was suffice. You see, now we're going to the seed. You see, obviously the first man had a tongue, and I'm not saying this under correction. Sorry to disappoint a lot of devoted people. I'm not talking about Adam. I'm talking before Adam.
Okay.
Before Adam, people had tongues too. You see, guess what, hotshot? Test me now. I'm running rampant over your Genesis book. Yeah. Storytelling. MCing the conveyor belt. Here we go.
Cool.
Okay, this is what happens. As time and generation has showed us automatically, is that if one thing happens, you see, and you become an elder, you give it to another a form of life before you go to your ancestral world automatically.
Okay.
You see, and that means that the topic of discussion will always be the same from generation to generation consistently. Okay? Hence the so-called graffiti, in case the tribe gets washed out automatically. You see, then there's roots and tracks of where this conversation came from.
Okay.
You
cool.
see, it's like when you have got a cell phone, you need a reminder. It's something like that. So the picture gets painted constantly in your mouth. You see, now we sit around the fire and we talked and we talked and we talked the whole time, you see. And then the pound of drums come automatically, you see, to give it that punch and that flow, you see, so that you as a person, that's the listener, because we must remember, youth don't always want to listen to vacant conversation, you see. They need another form of attraction, you see, where it can capture them automatically. We can think like, oh my word, yo, remember, this is what they said. Remember, that's what they said. It's like you buy a CD at some musical outlet, you see, you listen to that CD consistently, but now automatically you see the group live. Then if you listen to that CD again, you get a different picture, because now you can say, remember, when this verse came in, this is what happened on that verse.
You can see the performance.
That's it, you see. So this is how we start planting the seed now of MCing.
Okay.
And that's why I said before Genesis, you see, because Genesis wasn't the first book automatically, not.
Okay.
You see, then it comes in, you see, where it becomes dropped, where it becomes abstract storytelling, you see, where I can see in the future. Say like a Jesus bra or Malachi or Ezekiel dude or whatever, you see, where I started sounding interesting when I said, you know, you get the story, because if you speak to youth, you must think like youth. Then you talk about making, like, you see, there's a fig and then there's an apple tree, you see. Now then you end up, the moral of the story is, the fig is you, the apple is that one, and this is a combination. But one day you'll discover what we're talking about. You see, that's intricate rhyming.
Okay, cool.
You see, where it's like bang in your face, but it's not in your face neither. You see? Now, before I go to Azul, automatically, now I'm the so-called tribal chief. I must still educate my youth. Now I see the ship coming around the bend of Africa. Kids are playing because they're youth. Ship dude take the youth. I didn't have a chance to spread the story. The kids didn't have a chance to grow. Automatically, there's winds in the sail. Yeah. I'm lost as a chief.
And there's no
as a father.
Traces of what's
on the ship, there's no traces. Because I'm still, how can I say? I'm still in the charm of youth. And I'm going to grow up as just a vessel.
Okay.
With no knowledge of my forefathers and my ancestors. You see?
Cool.
And the drums of Africa are pounding, but there's no conversation over the drums automatically.
Okay.
And then you hear the bell, and we're in America. Cool. Sail the ship.
So in short, for those who are just confused, basically what Mr. Fat was saying is just that, you know, like all the origins and what hip hop is today can be traced back to the shores of Africa. You know, like the drums is a representation of the turntables, storytelling, obviously the MCing part, the breakdancing or b-boying that we know comes from various African and South American dance forms like capoeira, you know, African tribal dancing, whatever. The graffiti, the hieroglyphics of the Egyptians, sun paintings, because it is discovered that the sun, people were. It's got like the oldest hieroglyphics or forms of storytelling that they depicted on walls, you know. So that is basically what he said, and he stopped where we were in America, and we, 1973, you know, when people and DJs were bringing out their sound systems to the box and having these major, you could say, battles, you know, who's got the best sound. They just used to come out, put their speakers, you know, and just play music. And one dude that was in the forefront of this was a guy, Clive Campbell, came from Jamaica. He was better known as DJ Kool Herc.
Okay.
And Kool Herc was a pioneer in that sense, in that he had the best sound system, and also that he used to take two copies of the same record and blend them, you know, together to make a continuous loop of that. And that in DJing we call back-queuing.
Okay.
And the DJ at that time also had the job as an MC. So he would be the guy that would like kind of, you know, hype up the people, like, you know, throw your hands in the air, wave them like you just don't care. Oh,
party people.
But what happened then at the point was that as the DJing techniques got more intricate, the DJ didn't have a chance, you know, to do that, you know. So what he used to do is he used to bring a hype man with. And in the States, in the parks, there was this guy called Busy Bee, you know. Kulak used to take him around. And he used to be like the hype man, you know. He used to take over, like, throw your hands in the air and wave it like you just don't care. And after a while, as it evolved, that one line became four lines. And those four lines became 16 bars.
Okay.
And that was the evolution of MCing.
Okay, cool.
In wordplay and as in like in the rhyme structures. Mm-hmm. And after that, you know, MCs would kind of battle each other, crews, you know, verses would be dropped.
Who's got the best hype man?
Yeah, at the parties, cool. You know, and there would be that kind of intricate wordplay going around. So that is like kind of the, you could say like a short history in the evolution of the MC.
MC, yeah. Cool.
And I mean, after the break of the song, we can take it further and like discuss what makes an MC, elements to have as an MC, mm-hmm. and yeah.
Cool. So stick around for that. And this is another track by Ancient Man, as we promised earlier, but first.
Before we continue, a kid sent us an SMS. He really wants us to play 50 Cent, but unfortunately we don't have any 50 Cent. But we can play you something else. We'll just have to think about it. We'll have a group discussion and decide what we're going to play for you. And another thing is someone contacted us and they want to freestyle over the telephone. So I don't know if we're going to have enough time for that this week, but...
But definitely next week we have the time, then that's possible.
Yeah, maybe next week. We'll just listen out for the show and see what's happening.
Cool. And we're going to be back after this. This is Ancient Man.
What would life be without music? Everybody be cool, be cool. What would life be without music? Some music, some music. What would life be without music? Some music, some music. Music is a mission of the competition. Some people this music cause confusion. I dedicate to women and children. Feed a beautiful baby that's born in sin. Wake up from dreaming, it's reality we're living in. Music is the food of life, so start living. As the world turn around, surrounding you with vibes like sound. Rise like roots from the ground. People gather round, we be the talk of the town. So get up and put your butt down. Yeah, get ready for a brand new day. Get ready for a brand new day. People gather round, we be the talk of the town. So get up and put your butt down. Yeah, get ready for a brand new day. Inspiration with the music, some brutalize you with the music, some criticize you with the music, some motivate you with the music. Life and the rhythm is my music, that's why I walk the path to choose it. Some inspiration you with the music, some brutalize you with the music. As the world turns around and around, surrounding you with vibes like sound.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
As the world turns around and around, surrounding you with vibes like sound. As the world turns around and around, surrounding you with vibes like sound. As the world turns around and around, surrounding you with vibes like sound.
Creativity compels me to connect with the force unseen. Musically I thought on life's keys. I go into a trance when the beat commence and feel a sense of confidence as music resonates in my residence. In a sense, a paradox, both apart like the beat and the voice box. Life's the heartbeat of my music, music of my life, giving me insight. My thoughts take flight when I grab the pen and write by the dawn's early light. Outside, drunk hearts fight as an Indian with the pretense to make sense with the pen. Rhythm and life channels through my veins, and that's when I come to understand the rhythm of life, the life of the music. Music causes me to see with my ears and hear with my eyes, causing my spirit to rise. I can feel the pain in cries through this language that synchronized a million lives. The music, the life, the life and the music. It controls of my soul, that's why I can't misuse it. The music, the life and the music. It fills the void in my soul, this vessel did not choose it. The music, the life and the music. It controls of my soul, that's why I can't misuse it. The music, the life and the music. It fills the void in my soul, this vessel did not choose it. Totalize you with the music. Some criticize you with the music. Some motivate you with the music. Life and the rhythm is my music. That's why I walk the path to choose it. Some inspire you with the music. Some totalize you with the music. Some inspire you with the music. Some totalize you with the music. Life and the rhythm is my music. That's why I walk the path to choose it. Some criticize you with the music.
Five FM. That's the one. One. After the evening, we said yes, yeah. This is UCT Radio. That's what you're listening to. This was the Fed from Bivica. 104.5 FM. That's the one. 104.5 FM. UCT Radio, Mr. Fit BBK.
Yo. Who am I, the one that gets laced tight? The one you wear, hit a flam on the same night that you hit an up rock. I'm the one in the closet next to one sock. The one you rock on the cardboard box, walking to the one block. You know the one spot, peeps get the one shot. Got one thought on the task hand, you can ask your man. I'm part of master plan only. B-boys and B-girls, they understand whatever you say now. My wish is my command, name it. I'll be the forward to your head spin. Follow your lead and go in place that your legs spin. At your sight, you say, see, I'm your best friend. I got a twin, we's a pair, clock a size 10. Heads to shell. Three stripes on side, laces large on your feet, I reside. Keep me clear, keep me laced, then I'll be alright. I'll be the first element up in here tonight.
Is this thing on? Is this thing on? Yo, who am I? See, I'm the one that you be gripping tight. The one that make you sound real good when you be flipping right. And I'm the one causing fights if it's the open mic. I make you sound real stupid if you don't hold me right. I got MCs feeding for me all day and night. I can care less if you on me, if you're black or white. See, all that matters when you rock me, don't be coming whacking. Don't hold me to the speaker, I'ma feedback it. I'm used to rapping every now and then, used for passing. Back and forth in your crew in a freestyle fashion. I get rock, ripped, ripped on, and blasted up. Spoke on, choke on, hit on, spit on, mastered. About lasted, been used to tell truth and lies. Used to kill the youth and used to open up the eyes. I come in all sizes, heard all kinds of voices. Sometimes I'm plugged in, you know sometimes I call this. Keep me clear, keep me close, and I'll be alright. See, I'll be the second element up in here tonight.
Yo, pass me that record, man. Nah, the other one. Who am I? I got two heads and they always spinning. I got two arms that the DJs they use for ripping. A plus a fade in my middle that they always gripping. I'm completed with the two records used for mixing. They pulling tricks in, cutting up, you know they scratching. We mixing, be juggling, just why they mixing, matching. All kind of beats, tills the heat that I know you're catching. And I'm the one that started hip hop in case you're asking. I got knobs and faders in the metal buttons. I come in many names, most time it's 1200. When I get played, now you know that you truly love it. Now clean the needle on my arm or I'll be sounding busted. I'm disregarded, treated like I ain't legitimate. I'm making music, you don't see me as an instrument. It takes two skills to get on and be ripping it. Nobody see my contribution, they ain't getting it. You know this one thing that really now makes me mad. They used to blow me off, but now I'm the latest fad. I'm the thing that every rock band they gots to have. Now people say my name and they be like, now what is that? Now keep me running, keep me spinning and I'll be alright. And I'll be the third element up in here tonight. Yo, pass me the crap. Now, not the other one. Who am I? See, I'm hiding in your backpack. You tear my tip off, replace it with a fat cap. I'm 12 ounces still concealed in a knapsack. You pull me out, you shake me up and then attack that. Wall of drain, while you steady throwing up your name? Leaving these end-to-end burners, you gaining ghetto fame. Now me and my brothers, now you know we come in many colors. Steady beautifying the walls of a ghetto culture. Toys and suckers, now you know they getting this quick. I'm going all city, all up in your district. You hold me with control.
control, so I never dripped it. I'm sagging up your spot, nobody misses it. See, I'm the brush to a modern day type Da Vinci. I'm the new urban renewal for your block's committee. I'm spoken words of the youth of an inner city. I'm vandalism, but to others I'll be called graffiti. Now keep you shaking, keep you spraying, and I'll be alright. I'll be the fourth element up in here tonight. See, I'm the God that you don't know about. I give you breath up in your lungs that you can't go without. See, you know the facts of my story you've been told about. I'm always reaching out for you, but you just keep on holding out. I know your doubts, I know you thinking that I ain't real. See, I know you forgot about me when you got your last record deal. See, I know the way you feel, I walk the earth just like you. And like a child up in his father's arms, I long to hide you. Many times I invite you while standing here right beside you. But you walk right past, you ignore my hands and here giving to guide you. I gave you gifts, I gave you talents that you used just to gain your wealth. But you took my gifts and talents only for you just to glorify yourself. I was beaten and bruised, crushed now for your iniquity. Stripped naked, I was spit upon just for you to live eternally. Yet you blaspheme me, you make moves without asking me. Then you blame me for your troubles and your calamities. You kidding me? Keep me first. Keep me in your life and it's gonna be alright. See, I'm Jesus Christ, the fifth element up in here tonight.
KJ52 in the background with a track that's called Fifth Element, and yeah, pretty hectic. If you're listening to the lyrics, he goes through how he's all the elements of hip-hop. Back discussion with Mr. Fat, DJ Azul and DJ Easy from BVK, and the discussion, if you missed the first half then you missed the whole introduction, but it's called Language, the Conveyor Belt to Many Things, MCing, and are we going to get on to the more middle part of the discussion now?
Yep, this is the part where it becomes the important part of the part.
Cool.
I hope that made sense, man. Because, as I said early on, basically, we're stepping into the arena where the emceeing part becomes the full-blown act, to put it like that. As far as the, whatchamacallit, the prepared lyrics is concerned, you must actually sit and focus and think what's the topic of discussion as far as that's concerned.
Okay.
You see, because it's no use you throw a lot of nails in a bucket and expect a screw to come out. You see, it's a bit impossible. And for those that didn't know what I was saying, they call that metaphorically speaking.
Okay.
In MCing. You see, where you compare this with that. You see, but it's got a deeper root and deeper meaning as far as that is concerned. You see, and you must actually able to capture the moment. Okay. While you, the listener with the ear, actually listens to what you're saying. Like, as I said way back, it's like when you start painting that picture, you give them the art from graffiti in your conversation.
Yeah.
You see, where you can actually think, okay, cool, I went through this, I went through that. You see, because mentally, it becomes a focus point and a vocal point, to put it like that. You see, because it's like if you bore people, they're gonna disappear. You see, and Azul and Easy will agree, I hope, to the statement I'm gonna drop now. It's like whatever you do via the studio, you must be able to do on the stage too.
Okay.
Because that's important. Because in this game, in the South African game, you get the studio MC, you get the live MC, then you get both.
Okay, cool. Do you, if someone wants to be an MC and they sort of coming up and they trying out and they're writing lyrics and, you know, just trying to get into the game, is it a sort of a situation where they need to first do live battles and freestyles to get the respect before they can?
I'm gonna be honest with you. How do you get respect? Respect is what you earn automatically. You see, and I don't think it happens via I battle Azul, I battle Easy, that I'm the top dog.
Okay,
you see, because I'll have to prove myself in the studio automatically.
Okay.
Of being a true MC. But then again, you ask, what's a true MC? A guy with great lyrics or a guy that thinks? Because a lot of guys can write lyrics, but they've got mad energy behind the lyrics. Like Freddie Fox,
yeah.
The overseas MC, he's not good with a pen, but he's got energy that goes berserk. And the plus about these kind of guys, like, they can take it to the stage too. And you can have the best lyrics, that guy will take you out. Because
okay,
he's bringing forward something that you haven't got.
Cool.
If I can just reiterate.
What does that mean, man? That's big English, man.
Reiterate.
That's like interrupting.
The point that Richard made is actually a good question. You know, because like there's a lot of kids out there today. It's all about, yo, man, all about the battling, you know, blah, blah, blah. And the spirit of hip-hop was always about battling, you know, always to see whose skills is like up to par and who's got the best skills. But that is only one way, man, to keep yourself sharp, you know,
because
you get such for me personally, I think that you get different kind of levels of emceeing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get the battle cat, you get the conscious cat, you know, you get the cat that just does commercial lyrics or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that if you a great battle MC doesn't necessarily make a good MC on stage, or you know, because at the end of the day, for me, MC is somebody, like Fat said, like somebody that can kind of move me while I'm listening to his CD and on stage, you know.
That's it.
Because he's like a master of ceremony, because that's what it stands for, you know.
Yeah.
A master of the ceremony. So, on that point, I think if it's like a combination of skills, delivery, you know, pronunciation, how you bring yourself across.
Okay.
And if you got like that raw skill element, whatever, I think it only kind of enhances your skill.
I would also say that if you're the dude out there listening to this through your speaker, wherever you are, and you possibly have heard everybody saying to you that you sound cool on a demo, and after like two shows people were saying that you haven't got the vibe because you're standing on the same place for like six songs, it's not like a bad thing possibly. Maybe you must just stay in the studio and just make music for people to buy in the shops, because if you take it from another perspective, it's like you get an athlete that's a good athlete in terms of sprint, but if you put that dude at a stadium with his gravel and he's been practicing on grass all the time, he's obviously going to get taken out by the cats on the gravel.
Yeah.
Or even if you're going to give him long distance, because there'll be other dudes that's also athletes, but it's not the same thing.
Mm.
So in terms of that, I would say, yes, the true MC would be the combination of the two, but it doesn't necessarily make you a whack MC if you can't do both. Yeah. So, because I know of acts that I've seen live and I was like, yo, when this CD comes out, it's going to be the bomb. And then basically you get the CD and it sounds like basically this dude made the CD on a computer, basically, because every effect that you can get on that package on the software has been used, filters, vocoders, whatever you want to throw in there.
Cool.
It's basically a Milli Vanilli and he popped up, I think, because the dude's not him. And that's like, I mean, like I said, you get a recording artist and a performing artist, and if you get both, that's cool.
Okay.
No, that's
sadly, but through those don't stay around long enough also.
And I think, end of the day, seeing that we spoke about demos and whatever, it's like, I don't think you must become your own number one fan. You see, don't praise your demo.
Yeah.
You're going to be the biggest idiot. And don't go to your close friend and say, what do you think of this track? Because everyone will say, oh, I like the track. This track is dope, man. He's going to think, my track is the cheesy, my niji, like you people talk nowadays. You see, I believe first and foremost, man, if you really want to convert people to MC skills, don't take it to hip-hop beats, really.
Okay.
I'm being honest, don't take it to hip-hop beats. Take it to those that don't know hip-hop. Convince them.
So they can have a sort of objective look at it.
Yeah, convince them, man, that you're a great MC.
Okay.
You see, don't convince Azul or Easy or myself.
Cool.
You see, because I think the cool thing about learning is if you get slapped through the face consistently.
Yeah.
You see, because I believe, man, as an MC, I like to be second, but I like that first spot to be vacant, because it's strive for perfection.
Okay.
Yeah, because as soon as you're on top of the hill, there's the other side that's a downslope, and this we're going down automatically.
Okay.
You see, I think it's cool to boast, but do it constructive. You see, don't say, I'm the goat. You see, and the whole world is full of sheep.
Yeah.
You see, it's not going to make sense. You see, you must actually be intelligent in your actions, man. As far as being an MC, you mustn't toy around.
What about the people who think that part of being sort of climbing up the hill and like getting too high parts of where they're going and they think now, okay, now I need to start acting the part, and I need to start wearing FUBU, and I need to start being like y'all, you know, y'all know what I mean, Kat, and you know all that stuff that like we spoke about.
I think y'all.
You see, how long does it last?
Yeah, you all. You see, I think the funny thing about a lot of MCs, and this in general, as soon as they have taken the stage twice in their career, they think we made it. And the sad thing, both times were charity events.
Free.
Yeah, you see, we actually begged to take the bike. You see, they didn't even give it to you with a $500 note. If there's a $500 note somewhere all of a sudden. You see, it becomes a very funny situation where shoulders become broad and you walk with a sideways function as you just got thrown out of the hospital because a car knocked you over. You see, because that's what they say, it's not where you're from or where you're at, it's where you're going to automatically. Yeah. You see, I've been around for some time and I've seen MCs blown up. And I mean not blown up in career, blown up to pieces because they thought that if you're a tight MC in Cape Town, you're a tight South African MC. I tell you, man, Azul was with me in Belgium, France. We went against the so-called top heads of the world, man.
Yeah.
And we can call ourselves, guess what, Hot Shots? We MCs now. We do qualify. Because graduation doesn't happen in Cape Town. In some small, small club orientated where there's more smoke than people that watches you. You see, it becomes a very complicated story. That's why I say, don't say I'm a real hip-hop head if you didn't go across the bridge and tasted the other side of that avenue. Because then you're going to realize, I'm a whack MC, man.
Yeah.
That's just depressing, though.
That is like taking that white piece of paper and frumming up and throwing out the window and like, my lyrics are whack. No, it's not your lyrics. It's the way you act automatically.
Okay.
You see, because if I'm going to tell you, yo, you're rich man, you're white dude, you don't represent on my side. How's that possible if you take me out lyrically?
Yeah, okay.
You see, that means I'm boasting because I've got the color.
Yeah.
You see, which means my content is hollow, man. You see, I'm not prepared to go uphill. I'm just happy to be the goat.
Okay.
You see, but
that's when you get happy with what you've got now and you just start talking about what you have and not where you're going.
That's the thing. Okay. You see, because that's where you get past present. It doesn't stop at present. There's still a future ahead of you.
Yes.
You see, and if you're going to be boastful in your present time, I'm going to make enemies with Azul and Easy. 5 years down the line, I'm going to need them because I'm a struggling MC and they're the top dogs.
Yeah.
What are you going to tell me? Yo, man, step. I'm going to say, yo, man, I can't step. I got no steps. You see, all I can say, man, it's an act of responsibility. It's an act of knowing. You see, it's like life, man. You get bad people, you get good people. You see, you must decide which side of the corner.
That's it.
You see, there's a raga artist, Shined, that said back in the day, I'd rather shine dimly for 10 years than shine brightly for 1 year.
Cool.
Because fuses got a tendency to go flat automatically. But while I'm in that conversation for 10 years, I'm going to be the talk of the town because I'm a long-standing MC.
Okay.
I'm just not a flash in the pan.
Yeah.
Why do people like want to be next in line only come and then they're gone until another pop star pops?
Yeah.
Then like, man, we were good. Good statement. We were good.
Yeah.
Why aren't you good no more?
Yeah.
You see, then groups start breaking. I'm going solo. How the heck can you go solo if you couldn't make it in this career? And South Africa, Cape Town, is too small for animosity among MCs. That think they're bigger and better than the next one because I whooped your ass on the stage in a freestyle where I stood still the whole time. You see, because I hate it, man, when people, while we're performing, and I'm not sure did this happen. You can say yes or no, my fellow DJ.
Okay.
If we perform and people walk out while you're performing, I mean, I think that's the most saddest thing in South Africa.
Yeah.
You're like, why? What are we doing? You're not moving. You see, and I think that's the part of the live MC, man. Entertain, edutain, like Harris once is.
Okay.
If I could just say something as well. Just like what Mr. Fat said, like, I think it's, aside from just you know, rambling off metaphors and similes and stuff like that. It's also like the way you kind of get your message across. And also another thing for me that's kind of disappointing in Cape Town, I think that MC's year should kind of also go back and kind of educate themselves in hip-hop as well.
Okay. SA hip-hop.
SA hip-hop and global hip-hop, the whole essence what hip-hop is and what it's supposed to be. Because a lot of kids that's coming out now, I mean, a lot of the hip-hop only starts 94, 93 with Inter, the 36 Chambers, you know, that Wu-Tang vibes. You know, but if you gotta talk about Brand Nubian, you gotta talk about the Lynch Mob, talk about Fushnikins, you talk about Dasy Fix, you know, these kids don't know, you know, and those are pioneers, you know, and hip hop has been kind of been stagnant for the last 7 years, you know, and during that global, how can I say, the golden age of hip hop, 87, say about say 84 to about 89, you know, a whole lot of styles came out, you know. And there hasn't been a period since in hip-hop, you know, where there's been such a diversity of styles, you know, everything is stagnant. So, hip-hop for me is all about contribution, man. If you can be different, you know, add your own flavor, your own touch to what it is now, you know, you're contributing. And that's the only way that this art form in all aspects, in all aspects of the elements is going to grow.
And it's going to have a future at all.
Exactly. Yep. So that is my thing. I mean, my challenge to MCs out there, especially in Cape Town, you know, don't be scared and don't be afraid to be different. You know, don't sound like the past LL or Jarul or Nelly or whatever.
Or the South Side.
Yeah, just try to be different. You know, and contribute. Yeah.
I would say in my closing thing that build on your strengths also, like on your successes. Like Richard, who lost the SIM card. He came back and said he found a new one. So that was the credit that he got. So it's like, yeah, build on what you've got in your strengths. So like I said earlier on, if one part of the thing doesn't work out, just cut it off and move on. And like Azul said, if you can transcend or move beyond whatever people have made this hip-hop box to be, or TV or media have said that this is hip-hop, a certain dress code, a certain car, a certain color woman or whatever, or a certain amount of money, move beyond that. And then, you know what I mean, then you're doing something constructive, then you're doing something different. But if you're moving in the box that everybody else wants you to move in, then basically you're just another puppet.
And then it's just stagnant.
That's it.
Yeah.
Cool. So you can't actually be someone who's going to be developing the art form if you just want to imitate while you're moving forward. You're just imitating who's already in front of you. You're
that's
never
it.
Yeah. Of them.
Definitely. And also it means you're going to have no flow if you're stagnant. So.
Okay.
Death row. Yeah, that's. I think that's the basis. It's pretty, we're running out of time.
Yeah.
But to make a long story short, MCs, when you write lyrics, your first verse was never your best verse. Write three verses, one of those three verses, that's the best verse among those three. So rise up and use any pen.
Cool.
Even your phone.
Okay.
Use it like we do.
Cool.
Till the dogs meet. No dogs, no dogs. No dogs. Till the MCs meet you and the DJs. Mr. Fat.
Azul.
Easy.
Signing off on the Period Show.
Cool.
Peace.
Cool, Shot. Thanks a lot for coming in again. That was pretty cool. We got some SMSs during the conversation.
Yeah, we got a lot of dedications. Firstly, SMS back. He wants us to play him some Tupac. And we also had an SMS from Flui who wants us to play Busy or Publicity by Jizza.
Jesus.
We don't know if we're going to have time for
all
of this.
Yeah, we're not,
so
unfortunately, we're already going a bit late.
The next
but we'll
next
remember
will
for. Yeah, I'm sure.
The next show.
The next show, you have to phone or ask them, and then maybe they'll play it or something. But otherwise, we can play it next week for you. We'll definitely.
What, both tracks?
Yes, why
all
not?
Of them.
Well,
okay.
We're not going to have time to play.
Okay, we'll play. So, Kid and Flui, listen up for the show next week, and we'll
and
play both of your tracks.
Yes, and also the Cool Keith. We're going to bring some Cool Keith next week as well.
Cool, thanks guys.
Cool, cheers, until
next
week.
See you
next
week.
What's the Sphere of Hip Hop Part 2? Soul Ed, the Man Child, and DJ Dust. For you and you and you and you and you. Yo, and you too.
Yo, it's this and it's that. It's hype and it's flat. It's white and it's black. It's abandoned and it's packed. It's backpackers, it's whack rappers, beat jackers, chip stackers. But thank God it's microphone masters. It's after, it's before. It's rich and it's poor. It's local open mic nights, it's international tours. It's more tracks and demos. It's six boards, it's limos. It's drug free, it's endo. It's wide and it's bimbo. It's what I love and what I loathe. It's battling, doing shows. It's turning on radios and hearing about cars and clothes. It's the rise, it's the fall, the booze, the yes. Y'all's. It's all in together, it's now and it's forever. It's day and it's night, it's wrong and it's right. It's full-blown promotions and it's don't believe the hype. It's five mics, the limelight, it's eternal, it's finite. It's obscure genius and record deals when you can't rhyme right. So I chase it and it follows me, it's popular, it's a mockery. It's my deed, it's my advice, my radio, my philosophy. It's permanent, it's moving, it's showing, improving. It's in everything we're saying, it's in everything we're doing. It's hellbent, heaven sent, it's what you represent. It's F the police and it's Eric B for president. Yo, it's evident, it's hidden, it's your freedom, it's your prison. It's the spirit of hip-hop, and it's the place where we're living. Yo. Give me a chance, man, I know what you're rocking. Yo. Yo, 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 it's off and it's on. It's pros and it's cons. It's dusk and it's dawn. It's word up, it's word is born. It's word life. It's blunt, but it still cuts like a knife. It's prime time, it's out of sight. It's you gotta fight for your right. It's aight and it's outstanding. It's sitting and it's standing. It's come clean, explicit content, Walmart banning. It's fans sing the lyrics. It's loud, but most can't hear it. It's in demand, it's on clearance. It's the cameo appearance. It's the breaks, it's the show. It's Dougie Fresh, it's Curtis Blow. It's your words, it's your cadence, it's your style, it's your flow. It's the beat, it's the kick, it's the snare, it's the street, it's the way that I speak, walk, sleep, pray and eat. It's concrete schoolyards, hard rocks, it's hard knocks, it's Freaky Tides, Big L, it's Biggie Smalls, it's Tupac. It's acapella scratches, it's old and new school classes, it's third base, the cactus, it's age old and it's matchless. It's peace and it's anger, it's your friend, it's a stranger. It's the B-boys, graph painters, it's the 36 chambers. It's the DJ, turntable, it's the maestro, the producer. But don't forget it's the 1980s pop single looper. Yo, it's true and it's false, it's play and it's pause. It's perfect but it's flawed. It's hot and it's raw. It's hold it down and stay fly. It's what, where, when, and why. Yo, it's hip-hop, and I gotta rep it till I die.